It is Thursday, February 5th of 2015, and this is Jen Yeager speaking with Mr. Carl Lindstedt in the conference room of the Seldovia Conference Center, or the small conference room, and this is a recording for the In Our Own Words project of Seldovia Village Tribe. And Mr. Lindstedt, your family has been in Seldovia for quite a long time. Can you talk a little bit about how your family first came here?
I don't know exactly. My dad, he left Sweden when he was 16, I think. And he went to Washington and all that and came up here. He was on a sailing boat, four-masted sailing boat, fishing the Bering Sea. And him and Carl Nordenson and I think there was a couple others. I can't think of the names right now. But that's, and my mother, I don't know exactly. She was from Washington. She was married before, so.
And so did they meet in Washington and then come here?
Yeah. She came here and then she said, or she came in on a boat and she didn't want to leave after she seen everything here, so she didn't leave yet.
So she came up with your father?
No. Okay. She met my father here.
And do you know what made her come to Seldovia? What inspired her to come here?
I think there were some people that talked her into it. I don't know exactly who it was.
And how about your father? How did he get from the Bering Sea to Seldovia?
He was fishing, and there was a big herring plant up the bay, and delivered herring, and the bay was full of herring. So, of course, Seldovia means herring bay, so. So that's about what I remember of that.
You mentioned that he was fishing with Carl Nordenson. Did they leave Sweden together, or did they meet here?
I got a picture at home with them both sitting on a schooner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Did he ever tell you what it was like fishing the Bering Sea in a masted sailing craft?
He said in the Bering Sea you're fishing for cod by hand. You got He said, some days you're on the bottom, some days you're on top, or in the middle. So you have to find them first.
He had been quite a seaman, I think, to do something like that.
Yeah, there wasn't anything else around, really. There was four canneries here, I think. Maybe it was five, I don't know. And there was lots of people around. Somebody said there was about 2,000 people.
And was that year-round, or was that mostly during the fishing season?
Mostly during the fishing. People would come in, and of course, they thought they would live there. So I don't know.
And then when your family was here, what did your parents do?
My dad worked in the store and fished in the summer, and I went out a few times when I was too small.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And last time I think he went fishing, he was going up the inlet and he asked me if I wanted to go, and I said no. And he got back and he all the boat and the exhaust and everything were just white from salt. So they had a nasty trip. So that was his end of going up the inlet.
What store did he work in?
Mercantile. Yeah, it was Well, it was probably the only store here.
And then did he have his own fishing boat, or did he fish
for
someone
else?
Yeah,
he had his own fishing boat.
What was the name?
Daisy L.
The Daisy L?
Mm-hmm. That's my mother's name, so. And I seen a picture of it in Anchorage, sitting on a wall. It was on the grid. I said, where'd they get that? Who did? Must have been from Fairbanks or someplace. Out there someplace. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. So what happened to the Daisy L when he finished, when he stopped fishing?
I started to leak 1 year down here. It was a few years. My dad hadn't finished it, or finished it, and it started to leak a little bit. I just took it across the bay over there. And
so it's still there somewhere underwater?
I think it's pretty much eaten up.
And then you mentioned you fished also, right?
Huh?
You fished also, is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of fishing did you do?
Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's all behind me.
Okay.
There's no more of them. Not many fish around because the regulations and all the shit.
And did you have your own boat also?
Yeah, I had.
And which boat was that?
Tammy L.
The L for Linstead, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was my daughter.
And of course, the Linwood Bar is partially from the Linstead name. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I don't know much about that. Mm-hmm. That was done before I was around or thought about it. Him and a guy named Wood that lived down around town here bought it, I guess. And then Shirley Bailey had it when I was growing up, so.
But it's always stayed the Linwood, right? The name, I think,
yeah,
it stayed the same?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Mm-hmm. But I assume the building that we know as the Linwood now isn't the same building that your family had.
There's nerves. Everything was, had to be tore down and moved out.
Is the location close, or was it in another place?
I'd have to think about that.
Okay. Was it on the boardwalk?
Yeah, it was on the boardwalk. That is not too far from. I just have to think. I go by where the breakwater is. Mm-hmm. It goes out, and that was covered up rocks that were down in front of the store. So, yeah, it's a little off, probably, but it's there.
Now, you mentioned to me that you remember the first time the Tustamina came into town.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about what that was like, having the ferry start serving Sylvia?
Oh, there was quite a few people down here watching it come in. There was a silly politician on there. He decided to honk the horn lots, and they had to cut him off. They wanted to reverse. So, other than that, you could walk up to the boat and say hi, and you could even go aboard. Now you can't even get near it.
Did it change life in Soldovia at all, having that regular ferry service?
It used to be once a week, I think. I think it was pretty much once or twice a week.
For the Testamina or before that?
It's Testamina. I don't think you had another ferry that built by then.
When the Testamina started coming on a regular basis, did that change things at all in town?
Yeah. Well, this is, everything was shutting down, so yeah, it helped. If you have a house to build or something, they'd haul it. Since the old sawmill, which was up the bay, or up the bay, up the slough, that built all the stuff that was, you know, for canneries and all that stuff, and houses. And you needed timbers or 2x4s or whatever to build a house.
So if you needed lumber, would you go to the sawmill and order the sizes that you needed, or how would that work?
Yeah. Used to play around it.
At
sawdust piles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'd get chased out, and we'd end up back there again.
Do you remember who ran the sawmill when you were a kid?
I'd have to think about that. I remember the guy, but can't think of his name.
What were some of the other things that you did when you were a kid for fun in Soldovia?
Oh, geez. It was a great day when I got a bicycle.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, there wasn't the main roads, but there was the boardwalk. It was one end of town, and we had a ball. Except one time I was going down the boardwalk, and there was a whole mess of people. I guess all the cannery people and everybody was going someplace. I ran into the guy that used to run the power plant. And I ran into him, literally. I just don't know. I just remember that. I just don't. It comes back every time I'm I think of that.
Would you say Soldovia was a pretty good place to be a kid?
Oh, yeah. We go down below the bridge, catch dog salmon. We just had a ball doing that. Then, we took a skiff on Halloween and put it up on the walkway to the school, the old school that was there.
And did you get caught, or did they?
No, we didn't get caught, but somebody'd taken the principal's Volkswagen and stuck it on top of the gym.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how they got it up there.
That was the same Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
So they were probably pretty much thinking about the car instead of... Yeah, that was kind of fun.
I would think it would take some talent to get away with things in Soldovia.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't any harm to anybody,
And so how did they get the principal's Volkswagen down off the roof?
Yeah. Well, there was a bunch of those people, I don't know. all the high schoolers. And
I'm sure the statute of limitations has passed by now, so.
Oh, he got the car back. in one piece. And the other time is he had it down by the post office. He went in to get his mail, and somebody lifted it up and stuck it so the wheels wouldn't touch him. That was another one.
Was that one the Volkswagen Beetles? Or
Beetle, yeah.
Okay. Probably weren't too many cars in town then, I would suspect.
No. That was, when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, there wasn't any cars. And I catch a bear on a capsule.
Oh, really?
And lasso, and four or five people see him walking over the hill by my place and with the bear. The bear was walking right with him.
Really?
I guess he knew he was caught. So, that's how they got the bears off.
And what did they do with the bear?
I think they... I didn't really hear, so I'm pretty sure they let it go or gave it to somebody to eat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
so when you were a kid, did you live on the boardwalk or nearby or out of town? Or?
No. You know where Jerry stays now?
Jerry?
Patrick.
Oh, okay.
You know where she stays?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be my mom's house.
Okay.
And there was a red house there. I think it was red. Yeah. My dad brought it from, Red Mountain or that area or someplace up there. They tore it down and he brought it to here and built it back up again.
So was it maybe one from some of the mining?
Yeah, I guess it was from the mining areas.
And then your family used that house also?
Yeah, that's what he built it for. But that was the easiest way to him to get out. So, lived in that for quite a few years.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I got my, I got a brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Arizona or someplace like that. And it was for Cameron's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my mother's first children. Well, Vic and Jean and Kelly, she's still down in Washington. I talked to her once in a while.
And then have you lived in Seldovia your whole life?
Yeah. Other than a few days in the service.
Can you talk a little bit more about the housing that your family had? The people call them the Linstead apartments. I don't know if it was apartments or freestanding
houses.
There were
six apartments down there, but about where the drive is, drive-in to the lake terrace. There were six, a building with six apartments in it.
And that's something that your family built?
My dad built it, yeah. I pounded a few nails in that.
And that was kind of used as senior housing in a way, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Was that kind of used as senior housing, or were people of all ages there?
There was six people in there. I don't know exactly. Old Henry Archer, or that was a different person. I'd have to think about it to get those names right. But they were nice people.
And I've been told your family kind of helped take care of them to some degree. Is that right?
The what?
I've been told that your family kind of helped take care of them, make sure that everyone was okay. And
oh, yeah.
Keep an eye on folks. And
yep.
What about the earthquake? Were you here for that?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
Roly.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad felt it coming on, and he said, we better go outdoors right now. I'm out there, and then it really let loose. Then it, I mean, we had about that much ice underneath us, and it was cracking.
About a foot of ice?
Hmm?
See, about 10 inches of ice or a foot of ice?
Yeah.
Just on the ground or on the...
On the ground. It's okay. Just snowing and ice, and we had lots of snow and ice. And you could just see the hills rolling, just like taking a blanket and going like that. It's rolling. And just, you'd see all the trees and everything rolling. God, that was a nasty. But everybody turned out all right, here anyway. But all the boats and I think Frank Tennyson, he had a boat down there, wasn't working, and then the rest of them were trying to get out of the harbor in case there was a tidal wave. I went down to the bridge and timed it. Water coming in, water going out. Took 45 minutes for a very big minor tide, and then being up to 20 some feet.
Oh my goodness.
It's over about 25 feet or something like that. 20. And it stayed like that for a long time.
How long was it before you started hearing news in Seldovia about what had happened in the rest of Alaska?
The rest of Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
On the radio.
So you could hear radio reports pretty quickly?
Well, I wasn't that thinking of that, but mostly around here, because all the businesses were getting flooded and all that. When I did hear it, and it have to be a few days or so long before you really hear what happened. I didn't really know. I figured there had to be some earthquake and tsunami that was down on the corner in Kodiak, and I didn't want to be there.
No.
No.
What about going to school in Seldovia? What was that like?
It was all right. Everybody walked to school. There wasn't any riding, no buses around. Get a bunch of us together and we just walked to school.
And that was in the school that was close to the shop building now, right? It's not there any longer, I know.
No. It's the gymnasium, or the wood shop, it was off. Just because we ran between it. I just don't. Maybe 20 feet or 25 feet, and you bump the school building and bump the gym. So it wasn't that far apart. And the tree is still there.
The tree?
A tree that was outside the school. It's probably about so big around now. And the steps are right there.
I've heard the steps are there. I still haven't gone to go find them.
Well, that's not hard. Mm-hmm.
And the gymnasium, I think, was built maybe about 1956 or 57, somewhere around there.
56.
Does that sound close at
all? I was born in 46.
So when you first went to school, was the gymnasium there? Do you remember?
No, it wasn't there. I was there when it got built.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out, is about what year that was.
I don't know. The politicians and everything come down. You know, they're good politicians then. And they just, pretty soon, they just start building and built it up. But I can't say exactly what the year it was. Might be that.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the other people that you remember from Seldovia? Who? Nick Hoganson?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about him a little bit?
Oh. What's there to know?
What was he like? What did he do?
Oh, he was a nice guy. He was real nice. And he'd go out and have our parties once in a while. That's another thing that right across this bay, everybody'd go over there and get their clams.
Over at Holmes Lagoon?
You could get bags and bags. I mean, 100-pound big bags. There was just clams all over after that quake. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Was that pretty immediate?
It's dirt filled over.
Okay.
And it covered up all the clams. Mm-hmm. There was clams there and up to bay and all over. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And people would get those kind of year-round? Whenever there was a low tide?
Oh, well, the winter, when you have the bigger tides. But they kind of don't want a red tide to come along and kill you off. There wasn't that many. There was one doctor in town, and I remember getting a can of salmon from somebody. My mother was eating it when I got home. Only one didn't eat it was my dad, I think. I just eat just a little bite. And I said, yeah, that was pretty good. And I just, that night, everybody was sick. And this fish is spoiled in the can. But there wasn't any medicine anywhere around. Good thing it wasn't full-blown stuff. It turned out all right.
Did your family do a lot of canning and that type of thing? Put up with food for the winter?
No, not really.
More just kind of relied on what was in the stores in the wintertime and so on?
Oh, yeah. Get bacon out and from outside and Notice a little mold on it. Cut the mold off and you still have your bacon. So that was pretty much it.
What are some of the other changes that you've seen in Soldovia? I mean, I know it's a lot smaller now than it used to be, but...
All the cannery's gone, and there's no work for anybody, so that's it. And it'll stay like that unless somebody comes up with something. Well, I don't know.
What about the logging when that came in? How did that change things?
Logging?
Mm-hmm.
That was up the bay, you mean?
Anywhere around here.
I don't really know. There was a few people, maybe three or four, that get on it, but I didn't pay much attention to it.
Were there local people that you fished with and your crew?
Yeah, pretty much. I just,
And were you seining or gill netting?
Seining. At least there was somebody working around. But then that dried up too. Well, unless they get something going here, I'll be here.
Never thought of going anywhere else?
No, I listen to all the Anchorage and, God, I wouldn't want to live there. Just visit.
What about, are there things that feel the same to you in Soldovia as when you were a kid? Some things that seem kind of unchanging?
There's, everything has changed. Not the same. Just take it as it goes. I don't like it, but that's the way I take it. Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us today? Memories or people that you remember or different events or anything?
Henry Erickson. I think he was on the boat with my dad and Carl Lawrence and all them were, I think, on the boats. He used to make shoes.
Really?
Yeah, he'd have your trouble with your shoes, he'd fix them for you. He was deaf.
You said his name was Henry Erickson?
Mm-hmm.
And he came from Sweden also?
I think it was that or Norwegian, I don't know. I think it was Sweden. He went to Hawaii and passed away there.
Do you know, did your dad ever go back to Sweden to visit?
Yeah, he did. He went back there and visited old relatives. I got a book home which the old relatives and I never met him, but
you know, one other thing that I've always been curious about is the old schooner on Schooner Beach.
Oh,
do you remember when that was a little more intact than it is now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I pulled out one of its, you'd say nails, but it was a spike about that long, wood.
About 16 inches? And it was wood, not metal?
Yeah, that's what it was put together with.
Wow.
I remember taking it out for school. I think one of the teachers grabbed it. That was the last I've seen of that.
Became part of the teacher's collection now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was about, yeah.
I've heard that was kind of a, sort of like a playground or a jungle gym for kids when
Yeah.
Did you play on that?
Oh, yeah. I was up in that. There wasn't that much left.
Okay, you couldn't still go inside or anything?
No, anymore? It wasn't, it was just on the beach, rotting away. So, it lasted quite a few years.
Yeah, I'm still surprised how much is sitting there after so many decades. And that's the only wreck that I'm aware of that sat right on the beach for very long. It seems like there have been a few others, but they were salvaged pretty quickly.
Did you ever notice all those piling? Or are they all eaten up?
On that beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, that's where the canneries ran way out.
Yeah. And I know we have, in the museum, we have a lot of bottles that were pulled from the water around there. Did you ever find things washed
bottles?
Up on the beach?
Oh, are they beer bottles?
All kinds of bottles.
Because that's where they used to go, was right down on the beach.
Did you ever find things washed up when you were a kid over there?
I pretty much ran down there to the cannery and snuck out in the dock and did the fishing there.
Oh, okay. So that cannery was still standing there?
No. AYR.
AYR was over there? Okay.
Squeakies and then they have the shrimp plant down there and their crab plant and all that stuff. I was just fishing herring and fishing cods, trout.
Did you know Squeaky Anderson?
I think I might have known him when I was around a year old kid, you don't think of those people.
Right. But I was just wondering which cannery was his. I've asked a couple people, but they haven't been sure what the name of his cannery was. I think everyone just called it Squeaky's.
Yeah. I don't know what APA is. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, one other thing that I've been wondering, there used to be a building about where the city multipurpose building is now that was the old school. And then I think it became the library, and I think Jack English had his offices there for a while. And I've been trying to figure out if that building lasted until the earthquake or if it was torn down before. And I think the library was in there. Is that familiar to you?
Library? There used to be I'm just trying to think of the buildings now. Mrs. English had books and all that stuff in there. And then the other half of the building they used for dancing and all that goofy stuff. And then up from that was the fire department, which was pretty tall.
Is that real tall, narrow tower?
Yeah.
I see in pictures? Okay.
That was for raising their hoses up. Then there was the jailhouse after. Right before, they didn't have a real jailhouse. They did. They'd build a little box and put some guy in it. You're in jail. But they don't do that much anymore. The weather's changed and everything around here. Oh gosh. We used to it would freeze and we'd go just about skating. they all go down there in the lake.
On Lake Susan?
Yeah. And all the place was just full. And 1 year, I didn't go down there that day, but people came up and got my dad's ladder, and they had to run back down there. And it was about 4 feet thick, and it's busted.
Really?
And there were a few people who went in to drink. When I don't know if he was copped in or what. He dove under the ice and pulled a woman out that he knew. That would have been. That you still see some coats and stuff way down the ice next time we went down there, but it's a long ways down.
It's real deep?
Well, they haven't really found the bottom yet.
Oh, really?
It's dirt and all that moss, but the pipes still keep going down.
So it's real soft, the bottom.
Yeah, there's something down there. But,
but it's a long way?
Yeah.
So did they get everybody out who fell through?
Oh, yeah. They got everybody out.
And your house was nearby, that's why they came? For the ladder there?
They come up and got the ladder and took off with it. But I used to know a name who, I just can't remember.
And then there was a swimming hole close to Outside Beach, wasn't there? Before the earthquake, I was told that little kind of, it's now it's more of a lagoon, and it, you know, the salt water comes in.
Yeah.
But that used to be a swimming hole, wasn't it?
I didn't have any seawater going in there.
Before the earthquake, it didn't?
Yeah.
So did you used to swim there?
Some people usually go in there and swim. And they say, oh, don't go out to there. There's a whole deep hole there. Not me. So
you didn't go to the deep part, or you did?
Huh?
You did go to the deep part?
I didn't go.
Okay.
I didn't go. I'm trying to think of something else. I don't know. That's all I can think of.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate you coming in today.